Hello, welcome to 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com. 12 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And before I start my show, I would like to say that there's a chat room available. Easy to get to. Just go to 12radio.com, click chat, and you're there. It's via Facebook, by the way. And my topic today is being in the flow of life despite what is going on around you. You can see the crazy world that we live in today. Every day is something new. Every day there's a new political disgrace. Someone doesn't like someone, so they start killing people needlessly. Well, my topic is rising above that. So you're not bothered by them, and they're not bothered by you. But before I start my subject, I'd like to mention today started a new show on 12 Radio. Actually, it's an old show. The Groovy Green Goddess with Lacey. She is on at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She started fresh today. She was on years ago on 12 Radio, but she's back. So please tune into her. And that's 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Groovy Green Goddess. And also, I'm available for readings on 12listen.com, the flip side of 12 Radio. I'm a psychic and a medium. So just know that we can talk on 12listen.com. And just a shout out to my fellow readers. There's some really good readers on 12listen.com. They do various things from coaching to astrology to numerology to all the psychic realm. So there's lots to choose from there. So please check us out on 12listen.com. But I'm going to start my subject tonight, and that's being in the flow of life despite what is going on around you, whether it's community, whether it's local, whether it's national or international. And if you're bothered by all these events that's been going on in the world for the past, let's say, 6 months, well, when you're in the flow of life, this is, I truly believe, when you're in the flow, what I mean by the flow of life, you just go along with what's given to you. In other words, at times, you are handed stuff, and what do you do with it? Well, you allow it to happen, come to fruition. So when you're in that state of mind, guess what? All that outside stuff is not that important anymore. It's good to know what's going on outside around you, but you're not taking it in a personal way. You're not taking it in an emotional way. You're not making it part of your story, the mental body. We always create our stories. So just know, by being in the flow of life, this is a basic process of the life, you could say, of life living in this universe of ours. It's very basic. It's a tenet. It's as simple as you just accepting how the day's going to go. Now, let's say the day starts off rough, but maybe it's supposed to start off rough. So as the day goes on, it gets easier. It gets better. So sometimes being in the flow means you go with what's given to you, and you may not like it, but as you get through the day tends to get easier, because you're not fighting it. And being in the flow of life, you could say, you're not fighting what's given to you. You're not fighting about certain things. You could say internal or external things. And it's also, if you are in life's flow, if you are part of that flow, you need no other power. Because when you're in that flow, you're actually tapping into universal consciousness, universal power, creation, you name it. Because when you fight things, the tendency is they fight back. But when you don't fight them, the tendency is if it's negative, that negativity tends to go away pretty quickly. If it's positive, that positive aspect that is given to you at that time, or in this moment, let's say, it tends to get better. And like I said, if you're in the flow of life and life flows to you, guess what? There's no other power that you need. Also, you can say anything negative. that blocks the flow of, you say, your creative actions, that blocks the flow, let's say that, like in the flow of life, let's say you're experiencing an illness. Okay, how do I get this illness from my body? Well, you start by saying, I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to cure it. I'm not going to let it bother me because I know I can rise above it. So that's an example of being in the flow of life, even though it has a negative effect on you, on your emotions, on your psyche, on your physical body. You can still, you know, you could say using that attitude that no matter what happens, I always succeed. No matter what is going on around me or in me, once I'm into the flow of the universe, the flow of my life, which is the flow of the universe, the universe flows through you, you could say, constantly. Well, once you're there, it's just a matter of time where all those negative things start turning into positive things. So getting back to, you could say that, like, let's say you're suffering from an illness. Well, the way I look at it is, that's just a temporary condition you're experiencing. So, therefore, then you have the power to change the present moment where that illness goes away. And I mean how you feel about you, how you feel about the illness, how you feel about the world around you. You start healing that. You can say, heal yourself, heal your world, heal your universe. And being in the flow, you could say being in the flow of the universe is the most powerful two words one can say to themselves. I am, I am, I am. I am love. I am success. I am healthy. So there you go. Being in the flow means that you could use these two powerful words, I am. And when you use the I am, you're putting it into the personal power. You're going into your personal self. I am love. I am funny. I am funny looking. There you go. So you can do it many ways. And it's good when you're in the flow. Don't be serious about it. Like, let it happen, but also be light about it too. I am in the flow of life. I am, I am, I am. And this is about you discovering your truth. When you're in that flow, you're discovering your truth. You're discovering something about you maybe that you haven't known before because you're going deeper. You're going, wow, this feels good. I don't have to fight it. I don't have to fight the current. I can go downstream with the current as opposed to swimming upstream. And boy, that is exhausting. That takes a lot of time. And besides, I could drown if I don't be careful. So this is about you discovering your truth. This is your inner desires, your dreams being expressed, being in the flow of your life and expressing them to the world. You see, that's the important thing here. You bring it in and you look at your inner desires and dreams and then you start expressing to the world. And what does that mean, expressing to the world? Well, when you put it out there, you're going to get responses. And let's say it's something incredibly positive for you. Let's say it's something that you are able to understand who you are, be who you want to be. So it's you could say it's deeper than anything you could ever imagine, because when you wake up one day and you say, well, it's a whole lot easier to be with it as opposed to fight against it. And then when you have that attitude, guess what? What you are fighting against no longer becomes negative. Maybe the people you're fighting against comes to your side, comes to your rescue because you have a different attitude towards them. And they change their attitude. And being in the flow of your life is about awakening your higher consciousness. Higher consciousness, what is that about? Well, higher consciousness is about you tapping into something greater than yourself. And higher consciousness, you could say all knowledge exists. Everything exists at one time, the past, present, future. There's no difference. So when you tap into your higher consciousness, and if you have, let's say you have a problem or an issue, well, start asking questions. How can I resolve this? How can this be easy? How can this be a lot easier than what I'm experiencing now? That's the thing. When you tap into your higher consciousness, that state of consciousness, you start asking these deep questions, and guess what happens? Answers come to you. Suddenly, you change your attitudes. Suddenly, you're a lot lighter. And lighter, what I mean is you're not so damn serious, and you're laughing. Maybe things that would make you laugh before, you start laughing about these things. And as you express outwardly your desires, your dreams to the world, this wisdom is unfolding in your intuition. So here we are talking about your intuition, your psychic realm, your ability to create perceptions that is beyond three-dimensional world here. So like I said, when you start awakening the higher consciousness, where all knowledge exists and you express outwardly, you're using, you could say, the intuition tends to grow. So you ask it a question. Am I doing the right thing with my life? You might ask that right now. Is this the right thing that I'm doing? And if you get a yes, then you're saying you're in the flow of life. If you get a no, you know it's a no even before you ask the question, then it's time for you to maybe consider something else in your life, whatever that may be, whatever it is that you need to change so that you could have an easier life, so that you could have an easier time with yourself. And that's the important thing about being in the flow of life. It's about you. You on a personal level with yourself. How easy can it be for you to manifest in this outside world? Well, if you're in the flow of life, guess what? If you're in this flow of life, it's as easy as thinking about it. And you have to do the work to put it out there. But once the work is done and it's out there, let's say you're an author and you wrote yourself an incredible novel and it's out there in the world and people are loving it. You're getting great reviews. Well, there you go. And I got a quote from Charles Fillmore. He was the founder of the Unity Church movement way back when. He suggests that an uncomfortable experience is metaphysical indigestion. Let me repeat that. Charles Fillmore, he's the founder of the Unity Church movement. He suggests that uncomfortable experience is metaphysical indigestion. By being in the flow of the universe inside of you, you could experience the present, the presence of source, mental clarity of your mind. And when your mind is molded from within, and he was a big in this movement of, you could say, mind body. And when your mind is molded from within, you are synchronized with the omnipresent flow of God, our source. So here's Charles Fillmore, leader of the Church Unity Church movement, talking about being in the flow, about higher consciousness. And when you're in the higher consciousness, you're seeing things and feeling life differently. So that's another aspect of being in the flow. Being in your flow is you see things differently. Things that used to disturb you may not disturb you at all. You might just like laugh at them. You might shake them off and go, God, before I'd be yelling, screaming, kicking the wall, whatever it takes. I would always fight against it, but now I'm not fighting anything. And it's so easy to be myself. It's so easy to live. And we have all this outside stimuli. It's a great, big, beautiful world we live in. But today, everything known is, you could say, all things are known instantaneously. You've got communications of all sorts, from the internet to papers to whatever. It doesn't matter. Everything is instantaneous these days because of that. Are you going to let those people bum you out? Are you going to let your enemies bother you? Are you going to let people that dislike you rule your life? You see, by what I just mentioned here, by you being bothered by all these things I mentioned, you're really literally out of the flow. And when you're out of the flow, the littlest things can irritate you. I understand the world's an unfair place, but we make it fair for ourselves, and we make it fair for ourselves. The tendency is we share that fairness with others. And that's part of being in the flow too, is you share this. You can say your gifts with others. And another thing about being in the flow, when you're projecting this consciousness out towards everything, or anything for that matter, our individuals, you see and feel, you know, you see and feel it differently. Because you're coming from a place, you could say, from the heart, from the soul. And here, what you see, you become. So let me repeat this. When you're projecting these ideas, your conscious ideas out into the world, because you have these wonderful ideas, you have to get it out there. Okay? It's what you see, you become. Because you're not fighting it. You're putting it out there, and it's so easy to be that individual that you're trying to make changes. Or maybe it's making changes in your profession. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you see, you become. And that's part of being in the flow. And it's also about awakening your truth, your consciousness, awakening your consciousness. You could say the consciousness of the dynamic individual that you are in your life. We're very multifaceted individuals here. And if you were to think of yourself as a multifaceted individual, guess what? You start exploring things about your internal self. Maybe you've done some in the past, but you've let it go. Well, and then you start learning about yourself. And then you start learning about how you think. And maybe you don't like the way you think, but by learning about it, you can change. You can adapt. And adaptation is also being in the flow, because when you're adapting, you're making your world better. You're making it better for you. Therefore, you're creating a better flow for yourself. And this is all about the flow of your life with inside yourself. This is all internal. We all have beautiful minds here. We all have a conscious state and an unconscious state and a superconscious state. So we all have that. We all come in this world like that. So what kind of adventure do you want to create in your inner world? What kind of adventure do you want to create when you put that outward into our world of matter, our three-dimensional world here? Are you okay with that? Maybe you're shy. And maybe being shy is you're really not in the flow of your life. You're just a piece of, you could say you're part of the scenery. Well, maybe it's time to come out of the being part of the scenery and expressing your true needs and wants. And is being in the flow being a wallflower where no one notices you? Well, maybe it is at that time in your life. But as you change, as you go internal with yourself into your inner world, and you start discovering things about yourself, well, then you start expressing those things about yourself. If it's positive, put it out there. If it's negative, that's something you can work on. That's something that you can give up and replace that negativity with something positive, with something that's going to give you many returns as opposed to taking it away from you. And so when someone starts this great adventure, discovering, you could say, your inner world, your spirit, your connection, all your connections that you have, this is probably the most important journey of consciousness, conscious changing that one could ever take. And that's okay. Have fun with this. You know, take it slow if you need to. Maybe you start off fast and then you go, I feel mighty uncomfortable right now because I'm starting to change things that living with for 10 years. I've been living with for 20 years. I've been being a jerk to people for the past 5 years. Well, maybe it's time for me not to be a jerk. Maybe it's time for me to be caring, to be more loving, to be more understanding to those individuals. Because if I'm more caring and understanding to those individuals, that means I'm paying attention to myself and my needs, that I can give myself the care, the wants, my desires to be fulfilled, my love to be expressed outwardly, my ideas, whether it's logical or not logical, it doesn't matter. Let's say you're a scientist and you discover something incredible. Well, more power to you. That's a beautiful thing you just did for the world. So where did you discover that? Was that logical? Well, partially. Was that emotional? Partially. Was that your intuitive side? Partially. So when you're in the flow, you're using all parts. And when you're discovering how to get there, you're going to discover parts that you don't like, but you can always reject those parts. You don't have to. We're not perfect by any means. We're here to be better for ourselves so we can be better for our loved ones, for strangers, for coworkers, for friends, for family. Doesn't matter. And like I said, this trip that you're taking on, you say being in the flow of your life can be very challenging, can be very disconcerting at times. And if you're disturbed, then sit back, breathe. And think about, why am I disturbed? Well, ask that question. Why does this disturb me? Because I'm trying to create unity with inside of me. Because here you are in your higher conscious state. Guess who's talking to you? The ego, the lower mind. That mind saying, you'll never succeed. You won't. This is a waste of your time. You might as well stick with me and we can do this journey together. But when you start looking at new perspectives of your life, this can lead you to a whole new experience in living. As you discover more of who you are, you discover the source within. You discover the source outside of you, your divine self, the divinity that flows through you. You become a much more powerful individual. But I have a break coming up, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. Until then, remember, peace and love, the most important things one could have. And peace and love can bring you in the flow of your life. So 5 minutes, be back in 5 minutes. We'll talk then, and we'll continue. And I will be taking phone calls in the second half. Be back in five.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Hola! This is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Are you a psychic? Not psychic, but a psychic. A psychic can be an astrologer, a numerologist, a tarot reader, or someone that has a rapport in the angelic realm. It's someone who can bypass the getting to know you phase and jump right into the I see you phase. At 1-2-listen.com, we're looking for psychics with more than 3 years professional experience and who know and understand the 1-2 family values. And we're always changing. We can do readings from the phone, chat room, email, and soon, video. And let's not forget about the 1-2 radio and 1-2 academy venues. Being a professional psychic is hard work, and we'd like to make it a little easier for you. You want to find out more? Write us. 12HR@12listen.com. And this is Mark Husson, reminding you that whatever you choose, choose happiness first.
A TBS or time-based session is a pre-purchase reading created for those of you who would like to reserve a block of time with a 1-2-listen advisor and not have to worry about being interrupted. It's also a great way to budget your time and resources. What you spend is all you will spend. Best of all, you can purchase a TBS now, and it will automatically activate only when you call that particular advisor, and it doesn't matter if it's on the day you bought it, in a month, or even a year. You can find all TBSs on the front page of 12listen.com or on each advisor's bio page. Time-based sessions, all the talk with no interruptions, exclusively on 12listen.com.
Peace and blessings. Life coach Ade here. Albert Einstein said, "You cannot solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. You must learn to see the world anew." Are you ready to see your world anew? Are you willing to let go of expectations and make room in your consciousness for a new reality? If you answered yes to one of these questions, let's work together through the magic of 12listen.com, where we can illuminate the desires of your heart and make them manifest, make them real. And don't forget to join me every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific to continue the message of transformation right here on 12 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance with life and the way you listen to your soul. Say yes.
It started when I was 4 years old, seeing spirits in my bedroom. I had a childhood full of feeling what others are feeling, seeing dead people, prophetic dreams, and knowing more about people than they had told me. Being psychic has always been a part of me. It took me a long time to work through the fear and the pain of being a psychic kid, but when I did, I took control of my life. It is my greatest passion to help my clients take control of their lives too. Here at 12listen, I offer psychic readings, mediumship, animal communication, energy work and healings, and intuition development for children and adults. My mission statement is, I always leave my clients feeling better than I found them. Give me a call and let me help you take control of your life too. This is Katie Weaver, and I am a professional psychic advisor at 12listen.com.
Welcome to 12 Radio. This is C.A. Brooks, host of Simple Tales. Keep listening. We're going to rock your world.
You're listening to 12 Radio. And 12 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is being in the flow of light, despite what's inside of you or outside of you. And I have a shout out. I recently had a new internet site created here, and check me out. You can check me out at jimkomar.com or remoteenergyhealing.com. And I want to do a shout out to Bruce and Nancy Rawls. They have a great, you could say, design company. It's called Intent Design Studios, LLC. Give them a call if you are interested in recreating your website or creating a new website. They do all that stuff. Easy to work with, great people, wonderful people, that is. And I also would like to give a shout out to my wife, Jackie, who helped me in my process of recreating my website. She did a wonderful job, and thank you. I really appreciate that. And just to mention this again, the Bruce and Nancy Rawls here, they are the owners of Intent Design Studios, and I highly recommend them. I highly recommend them. Check out my new website. You'll see what I mean. They're pretty amazing. So anyway, please check me out and check out my website, and if you like it, give Intent Design Studios a call. They can do wonderful things for you. They listen well, and it doesn't take all that amount of time. So getting back to being in the flow of life, like I said, it's about you just, you put yourself in your car and you're going for a long ride, a lifetime ride here. And it's also about, you. This leads you to whole new experiences of living, whole new experiences of being. And it's also about you. You may see the same thing differently because your world is different. Your world is better. Your world is perfect. Maybe it's not perfect, but think about it. Maybe before it wasn't, but maybe it's better than it was. So as you get better, your world gets better because you're not fighting it. You're going to be with it. You can say being in a flow is also about you living your life and you living your life with joy, you living your life expressing that beauty, the beauty outwardly. You could say the whole universe is concentrated at one point where you're at. And that's where all of us, just think about that. That's kind of a heady thing to say, but the whole universe is concentrating at the point of where you're at, where you're at in this present moment. And when you're with it and you're not fighting it, guess what? The universe is expressing through you wonderful things, good things. Also, the universe stands behind you with all its resources. And if you look at the vast universe, when you look at the night sky, guess what? That's all the resources you could ever imagine and more. It's right there at your beck and call. And this support comes right through you. Not just to you, but through you. Remember I said that you could say everything, the universe is concentrated at one point of where you're at right now in this present moment. And by you allowing that to happen, being easy about life, being easy towards yourself, being not obnoxious about things, being more understanding about yourself, being more understanding about people around you. The universe comes right through you, not just to you. You see, you could say fears, resentment, anger, grief, you know, you could say these feelings is the world of instability. Okay? The fear, the anger, the grief, the whatever it is, it doesn't matter. So So think about this. So if the world, you know, those little things like your fears, your resentment, your bullshit that we can all carry around with us. If you let all that go, you're creating a whole stable world. You're no longer in this shaky place where everything is unstable. It's not working. But when you start getting there into the flow of life, fears, resentment, anger, grief, all that negative stuff, it's not as strong as it was. And those terms, let me mention this, fear, resentment, anger, grief, well, they're threatening. They're threatening to you. So therefore you have to be on your guard. Just think, you turn fear into love, resentment into a positive force where you move forward instead of having it hold you back. You use that energy to move forward in life, to create what you need to create. And another thing here is, being in the flow of life, you could say the universal flow, it's all about you. You could say creating the kingdom of God, creation with inside of you, that divine flow. And is this a mystical kingdom? Well, no, because it's inside of you. It's your reality. And what you focus on in the universe, what you focus upon, the flow of the universe, you could say what you focus, let me repeat this, what you focus on in your life, that's what you're going to get. And if you focus on, you could say you focus on the universe and its ability to come in to help you to resolve those issues, to let go of that fear, to let go of the angst, anxieties. This is all about creating this kingdom with inside of you. Because we are all here to be successful. We are all here to be individual. We are all here to be individual times a million. And think about this, being in the flow of life. Okay, being in the flow of life means you might fluctuate here and there. Well, think about this. You're always fluctuating throughout the day. Your thoughts, your physical body is doing its thing, the mental body of who you are, and the spiritual side of who you are. So from one second to the next, you're never the same. But by you tapping into that flow, and you tapping into your personal flow, you tapping into your personal universe, these things that used to bother you, well, they don't have to bother you anymore. You can laugh them off. You can brush them off your shoulder. You can be the individual you came here to be, the powerful individual, I'm going to say all-knowing, because now that you're in the flow, you can be all-knowing here. And I don't mean you're God or something, but you're tapping into that source. You're tapping directly into source when you're in the flow, okay? So therefore, you have all that information available to you, which is a wonderful thing for you. And what's interesting is this is from Lao Tseng. He's the creator of the Taoist philosophy, and this is one of the things he said. He was a teacher for his time. He wrote down these ideas, and he says, he basically is saying that he was teaching that the human spirit has its source in the divine fountain of life. In other words, the source of who you came from the divine fountain of life. Therefore, when you tap into the flow, you're tapping into divine. That divine, you could say you drink the water, and you reverse your age. Now, that's a far-out statement there. But if you're really in the flow of life and you want to reverse your age, you could do that. See how powerful you are when you're in this way of being? And you might think that's a crazy idea, but hey, well, if you can't take it in, absorb it, then maybe that's beyond your imagination or your logic, for that matter. And it's also about like you and everyone, me, all of us, that we are like flowers. And when flowers bloom, they're beautiful, they're incredible. And you got to think of yourself as being in the flow. You are allowing these beautiful flowers to bloom all around you. You're allowing this information to come through. You're allowing yourself to be truly the person you came here to be and want to be. Maybe that's successful. Maybe it's opening your own business. Maybe it's getting a new job. Maybe it's winning a lottery and you actually do it. You see, they give you, okay, on the back of tickets, they give you the odds. One in whatever, 10 million or 100 million or 200 million. Well, guess what? When you're in the flow of life, you don't have to focus on winning the lottery, but think about it. When you buy a ticket and you say, you claim it, you go, it's mine. And then you let it be. Being in the flow of life, when you start claiming things, guess what? You become a magnet for these things. Success is the easy part. So is being in the flow of life an enigma? Nah. Being in the flow of life is, you could say, the easiest way that I could be and everyone out there can be. Because you're not fighting with your boss, your coworkers. You're not fighting with the political powers that be. Because you're not letting that stuff interfere with who you are on a deep personal level. You know it's out there, but you're not going to let it bring you down because you rose above it. You're in a state of higher consciousness. You're in a state of where that intuitive state of yours where you just know that it's going to be the way it is going to be because you determined that. You just said, yes, it's going to happen this way because I know it will. Therefore, it is happening this way now. And also being in a flow, anything negative can block that creative action too. And when you're in the flow, you're allowing your creative action to trigger all sorts of new and wonderful ideas. It may be create a whole new life for yourself and a professional life. Let's say you're a doctor and you're burnt out and you're tired of dealing with patients and their problems. Well, maybe it's time to use that creative action of yours and come up with an idea where you can be the healer still, but you want to do it differently. Nothing wrong with that. The world needs healers, whether it's for the body, whether it's for the mind, whether it's for the world. And I believe when you're in the flow, you're actually you're a healer for this beautiful planet of ours, because now you're thinking that, well, gosh, it's so much easier to be in this state than me having anxieties, than me having questions about everything I want to do and never had the fortitude to follow through. So what do you want to follow through on? What do you want in your life? And here's another quote. This is Ralph Waldo Emerson. And in his time, he was considered a transcendentalist. In other words, he was all about change. He was all about like internal changes. And Emerson, he could not understand why we as a human race would make life such a problem by frustrating the flow of goodness in your life. And that's being in the flow of life, because when you're in the flow, all good things are coming to you most of the time. And not always, I say most, but when they're not so good, you don't have to accept those things because they're not a part of you. So just know this. So why do you have problems with, you know, as Emerson put it, making life such a problem by frustrating the flow of good to you? And he also talks about like this negativity, this interference that we throw into ourselves. You could say we put up the wall by saying you might have this incredible idea and you go, well, I'll never succeed. I don't have the money. I don't have the this. I don't have the that. I don't have whatever. See, that's what I mean by negative interference. When that creative flow is coming through you, like bubbling up like a geyser in Yellowstone National Park in beautiful Wyoming, and you get to see that. Well, think of yourself as this beautiful geyser, and these ideas are sprouting from you, the fountain of life, Lao Tong, the Taoist, the man who created the Taoist philosophy, the philosophy of life. And this was 2,700 years ago they were talking about this stuff. Just think what before they were talking about, probably the same stuff, 2,700 years, 5,000, 10,000 years ago. We as a population need to, you could say, the more we are less to fight with ourselves and to give ourselves problems, the easier life is going to be. Your life is going to be. It's so simple. It's simple. And think about this. When you're in the flow of life, it's like the mind and body, they synchronize with the flow. So, let's say you have a back issue and all of a sudden you decided to look at the world differently, and then you discover how easy it is to be in that flow because you're in a higher conscious state. And then the body and mind comes together and they're synchronized together. And let's say your backache never goes away and never comes back. See, wonderful things can happen here. Here you are creating a whole new sense of yourself, a whole new secure way of being. A whole new creative way of being. By just getting out of the box, by just doing it differently, by just thinking about it differently. And here's another thing, Emerson, I'm a big fan of his, philosophically speaking. He also says, we must unlearn the wisdom of the world. So there you go. We must unlearn the wisdom of the world. You know, it's fine to know the wisdom, but don't let it interfere with what who you are directly. That's the unlearning part. Because if it's stopping you, what a harebrained idea you have. You'll never succeed. You'll never do this. And that's your friends and family saying that? Just think what you're saying to yourself inside. So it's a good thing for you to consider, what streams through you now? What in this present moment is streaming through your conscious state, through your unconscious state, through your mind? Is it logical? If you're a logical individual, man or woman, or is it emotional? Maybe you're an emotional wreck because the day was a hard day, was a difficult day. But if it's not a positive thing coming through you to uplift you, so that you can have what you want out of your life, in your life, all the time, every waking moment, every sleeping moment. And I do have a caller, so let's take that caller. Hello? Hello, Portia.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Portia? I'm good.
Oh, I'm so good. I'm so sorry I haven't caught your show, but I always loved your show. You have so much deep wisdom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Any comment or a question?
Yeah. I was listening to what you were talking about Lao Tzu. I'm actually going to a retreat. Talk about the flow of consciousness. I actually had bought my ticket, and then I went to get my passport, and I thought everything was okay. And come to find out, like a few days before, I had to do a second passport picture. So here I was going down to the county to get the photo done, overnighting everything. And literally it came today, and I'm supposed to go on the retreat tomorrow. This is in Canada. So that's
nice.
Like living in the flow. And
that
yeah,
is being
and actually
in the flow.
The retreat
Trust
I'm going
that
to
you're
do going
to be there. Go ahead.
Yes, because I was super excited because when you were talking about it, I'm like, oh, and then Lao Tzu. So this retreat that I'm going to is a full meditation, like Lao Tzu Buddha type retreat for greatest enlightenment.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, when you're there, think about like in that meditative state, also think about what is going to make you uplift you. What is going to make your world better so you can make the world better? I mean, that's real important.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to ask if you had any guidance while I was there, because it was so in tune with what you were saying. I was excited when you started talking about Lao Tzu and the flow of life and what flows through you and what, I don't know what you last said, but it struck me when you said something about what comes to you is actually what moves through you. You said
yes.
Something like that. I was like, wow, yes. That's deep.
Mm-hmm. And you say being in the flow is you're opening yourself to unlimited possibilities of yourself. And that's the beautiful part of it.
Yes.
Are you ready to unlock that part of yourself?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
No.
Good.
I need to sit with that. Yeah, because I think I am. I'm super excited to even be going at this point, you know? But I was so happy that what you were talking about was, yeah, I think I am in the flow. And when I'm on the plane there, it's my first international retreat ever. I'm super
beautiful.
Excited.
How exciting for you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And when you were talking about it, I'm like, yep, everything he's saying is totally true. You really have to live with a lot of trust, knowing the flow is actually really who you are. You know, it's in the essence of it. No?
Exactly.
No, I loved it. So no, I will sit with it and ask myself if I'm ready to unlock all that I am and the parts that I don't think I might be. You know what? I'm gonna really work on that between now and then. I am. Jim.
Good. And my sense of what you're gonna become what's gonna happen after this workshop, incredible things. Just know that.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I love you. I really love your show. I'm super glad I could catch you. I actually have to go back into work, but I was just like, oh, Jim's on. I haven't listened to him so long, but I always loved your shows. So please keep doing it. Keep doing this show.
Thank you. I am, and I appreciate that. Have a good work day for yourself.
Thank you, Jim. You take care. Bye.
Bye. Now, perfect example about being in the flow. I'm leaving tomorrow. Oh my God, my passport. Guess what? It came today. How beautiful is that? She knew that if she allowed things to happen the way they're supposed to, voila, it was going to happen. And so here we are talking about what do you want in your life? Think about this, you know, living in a flow within you could change. You know, by you creating the flow inside of you, lots of changes and lots of transitions. And also that wisdom and experience that comes to you from the world and from the universe itself. This is all part of who you are. But thank you for the call, Portia. That was a beautiful example of being in the flow. And I want to mention to you the next show up. Unfortunately, my show is over. I can talk about this for another hour or two. Next flow up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. Now, there's a woman in the flow. She created something in honor of her mother and food. It's a great way to create communion with your group, you as an individual. And once again, I'd like to thank Bruce and Nancy Rawls of Intent Design Studios for creating my new website. And my beautiful wife, Jackie, for helping me in this process. And remember, despite what's going on around you, there's only two things that really matter, peace and love. Despite what's going on around you, when you're in the flow, peace and love is a part of who you are. And when you're in that state, guess what? Everything you want is yours. So until next week, have a great week ahead, and I'll be back next week. I look forward to it with another subject. And remember, peace and love, that's all there is. Until next week, have a great one. Bye.
Hi, this is Christina LaFrance, and I'm so glad you tuned into 12radio.com. I am loving this show. Shabbat.